you? How's comedy? How has having a kid helped help your comedy?
Or kids?
Helped or maloney?
Helped. We'll do hinder in a minute, but helped.
Help my comedy. You know what it is? Honestly, it's the stories. They're hilarious. Like, things that kids do that you almost forget about as an adult. Mm. It's that connection. And just, like with my daughter, Gabby, because she's autistic. Autistic kids can't really lie. So it was, like, for having her really taught me, like, just be purely honest in your comedy. That's where the real fun is.
You know, that's like the only reason I want kids is just I'm running out of material. I
can give you some. You can
he's very fertile.
Can I please?
But you
can
know
I
what?
Foster?
He keeps me young. Like if you can make a 12-year-old laugh, you're still in tune with like almost like pure funniness of just being silly, having a good time, and being funny. Because it's sometimes it's easy to make a 12-year-old laugh, but I took him to a show. I fucked up. The ex was pissed. I took her to Village Lantern.
Are you fucking kidding me? I'm going to call Dyphus right now, you dumbass.
Well, guess what, brother? Call him on me, too, because I took my kid. Because I remember one weekend, like my ex-wife was like, I'm going out of town, and you got the kids. And I was like,
I got two spots, bitch. What am I going to do? I'm not giving them up.
Yeah. So my dad loved to stay with Gabby, because Gabby was like, no maintenance. But the twins, my dad, when they started like moving around and running around, my dad was like, you take those crazy fuckers with you. And I had them with me. I took my twins to different New York comedy club. Yeah.
I put them in the
back. I
had
my daughter at Caroline's.
Like, I put him in the back and I was like, I just won't do stuff about him. I'm going to try to keep it somewhat.
No, I talk shit about them. They knew it.
Well, I didn't want to talk about masturbation and shit like that because I have some jokes about that. I didn't want to embarrass the kid like that. So I was like, I'll just do whatever.
Earmuffs.
Other stuff. And other comics can do whatever they want because the kid watches R-rated movies and you know, the video games today. What are you
doing?
You're
not the coolest dad in the world. I'll tell you that.
So, they don't even fucking care.
No, he was laughing at fucking some young comic who wasn't, you know, was okay. But he was dying at that kid. Loves Kevin Hart. Thinks he's funnier than me. Well, it's a big thing to say that if a Kevin Hart can appeal to a fucking 12-year-old white kid.
Right.
You know, in the suburbs. That's huge.
Don't forget he's half Puerto Rican.
And he also loves George Lopez. Yeah, exactly.
Shame on George what bad Lopez. Parenting.
You know what? Call Dyphus.
I thought you said, right? Kevin Hart. I mean, I'm a white kid from the suburbs. I love Eddie Murphy. Fucking Raw, are you kidding? Yeah. I could recite that shit
verbatim. When I was 12, I was listening to fucking Dice Clay.
Me too.
I had to get that tape. I was like, I need that.
And
I
Kinnison.
I don't know what you're listening to
you're
necessarily.
Listening to Dice Clay, but you were actually hearing Otto and George. But anyway.
Otto and George. Jesus Christ.
But, you know, like, you had to listen to that raunchiest stuff. You're like, Hickory Dickory Dock, the cock star, suck dick, fuck. And you're like, what the fuck's he doing? This is crazy.
Hold on, if I listen carefully, I can hear Frank Terranova knock at my door. Like, you get that fucking line right, you asshole.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't the greatest.
But some of Dice's stuff does hold up very little. Kinnison's shit 100% still holds up, though, I think.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I think he's fucking one of the best. It's so underrated.
Kinnison was, he's brutal.
How does having a kid or kids hinder being a comedian or help or hinder your comic style?
You got four. I mean, it doesn't hinder me at all. I mean, not at all. I don't think it does
because he doesn't really care.
I don't. Yeah.
He only likes the part of that kid that's half white, like the one that gets good grades. You know.
Well, that's not true. I like the Puerto Rican part better
because he can get a scholarship later on in life.
Yeah, I get discounts on like
Swiss. What? He's minority. That's going to help
in the
application.
They're U.S. citizens. They're Americans. People forget that shit. They don't get those breaks. Doesn't matter.
Mindy Kaling's brother lied about being black to get a fucking scholarship, and he's Indian, for Christ's sake.
That's hilarious.
Isn't it?
No, but he'll be a mechanic, and you always need a good mechanic in the family.
True. Very handy. Latino guys are handy.
Yo, what you got is a busted catalytic converter, all right?
I don't live with him, so it's kind of, I guess, you know, if he lived with me and I had to stay home, like, you know, I know a few comics that it's tougher, you know, but I see him on the weekend on a Sunday, so there's no spots on a Sunday, really.
I'll tell you this, I don't really think it's been a hindrance to me.
Okay.
You know what's funny? I know a few single dads that are comics, and they're great dads. Sean O'Hagan, I don't know if you know Sean.
Yeah, very well.
Phenomenal dad.
Love him.
Loves his great guy. Loves his daughter. Just always, you know, great dad. And it's kind of like, I think doing comedy for me actually made it easier to be a dad. You know why? Because, you know, I'm home during the day. You know what I mean? Especially like when I went full-time into comedy. Yeah. Like if they needed something, like the school would call me, you know, and be like, oh, your kid did this. Or my kid would be like, this just happened. So you're available.
Yeah.
But I mean, like when I was working like two jobs and doing stand-up and living in Jersey, it was a little more difficult. But you know, you just gotta, like everything else, you gotta find the balance.
But it's gonna hinder your comedy.
Yeah.
All the way. Because you live here. You live in where, I don't even know where we are.
You live somewhere
where we're the fucking city's 10 minutes away. It's like in the middle of nowhere.
I don't think it is. You know what it is?
I need a whistle.
You know what it is? I don't think it's gonna hinder him because he's got a good. I don't really know your wife, so I'm just going.
But women change after the baby's out, dude.
Oh, I know. I've heard.
That's because you didn't put a ring on it. No, I'm just kidding. Did you get married?
No.
So there you go.
She's Puerto Rican.
No. No.
If you had a ring on it, it's, it depends on the woman. Like with my ex-wife, when I got in the, we had already been married for years, and when I got in the stand-up, and we had these three kids, where are you going? Well, I got a show tonight. And what time are you getting? And it was just like all these questions. And I'd get in, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, you're a dad. You have to be, you got to be at work tomorrow or whatever. You got to be at work.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
Oh, this one hated anything I did. If I was doing comedy, if I wasn't, she was old school Puerto Rican, which means you just, you pay the bills. If you're the man and you pay the bills and provide, you can do whatever the fuck you want. I could probably beat her, you know? She's like that kind of old school.
What do you mean, probably?
As long as you pay,
that means love. That means...
Yeah, you know, a 50s woman, like, but with a Puerto Rican slant on it. So you
can treat her.
I'll cook, I'll clean, I'll stay home, right. I'll do the laundry, I'll do the dishes, I'll watch the baby.
Pay the bills.
I'll do it. You have to pay the bills. So as a comic now, you know, that's a tough thing to do. Or you got to work a day job and do comedy. Mm-hmm. Now you're never going to be fucking home ever.
Right.
And then that becomes an issue. Like with my ex-wife, when I started, like, when I was still working, and then I started, like, do the road.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing the road, and it's like, you know, so comes Friday, I'm like, all right, I got to drive out to PA or wherever, and she's like, oh, when you come back, I was like, I'll be back like Sunday evening, and she'd be like, you're leaving me with three kids.
And how old were they?
Oh, this is when they were young, too.
Babies, yeah, because babies are the most. 12-year-old, they run themselves, you don't care.
Yeah,
man. They
give up. I give my ex-wife credit for that much, like, but then again, this is the same woman that, you know, took all three of them to Brazil by herself, and that's like a 20-something hour flight, and I was like, you sure? She was like, I don't want you to go down there. Like, I need a break from you.
Oh, she was banging.
I was going to say, she's going down to the favelas looking for dick.
Yeah. I got news for you. I hope so.
Leave me out of it.
Come back happy.
She's like, come on. She's like, Pele, put it in me. Go ahead.
At that point, our marriage was already like.
Yeah. I used to be jealous, like, to the point of, like, I've never won. Now I'm like, I don't give a fuck anymore.
That's because you're
just be happy towards when you're around me.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I have a very visual mind. So if I was with her, you know, Monica, obviously, I'd picture fucking sucking 12-inch black cock. I'd be like, ah, that's just bothering me.
I have TMJ. I couldn't do that.
Really?
All right, you're fine. I just like how everything that Steve throws in Monica's way is either asexual or very, like, it's an inquiry. He's like, how big does it have to
be? He's using what we call in the sales check-ins, like checking in questions. Like, so what do you think about that so far?
Yeah. Nice. He's like, you know, you want to, let's see how bad your TMJ is. Suck on one of my kielbasa fingers.
Are you saying like middle finger?
Your fingers look like a Polish barbecue.
It looks like a $5. Each of his fingers look like a $5 footlong at Subway.
Yeah.
Shitty meat on white bread.
$5.
Please finger me and sing that.
Wow. This podcast always under flirtation. We had a couple of people, Rich McDonald and Jennifer Saltz were in here, and they just happened to find that they're both divorced, and they immediately started flirting with each other right there on that very couch. Yeah. I was like, see, this couch brings out the best in everything.
Yeah, but you bring me in here with this big, like, white dude. You know, you're fired.
I'm fired. It's our fucking show.
Do you want more kids?
You know, I was talking about I would. You know, if I financially could afford it, I'd probably have at least another one. I love being.
So
a dad.
He will. He's gonna hit it big, and he's gonna get that check.
I am gonna hit it big.
And then he's gonna find some hottie, 20 something to have.
Well, look, it's fucking letter.
I'm not allowed. It depends what 21.
But he's banging interns in the meantime.
When he just retired, I saw the kid.
My daughter's
like,
got an angel
around
me.
He was 15.
Yeah,
27. I'm not allowed to. My daughter's like. My daughter's like, you're not allowed to sleep with anybody under 27. Matter of fact, she gave me
a date.
She was like, she even gave me a birthday cake with the numbers 27 on it. It's
like,
an age of consent.
Do you like fucking like
young
25
girls? Year old no, girls? I don't. Just hold on. Let me just clarify this. First of all, here's the thing. As there's a hint of bitterness in the air now, you casted the bitter cloud. I'm just gonna let you know that's the issue.
What I do best,
but that's
what
the
I
issue.
Do
best.
No,
first of all, I meet a lot of young women.
Serious, because
I meet a lot of young women in this business.
They're gorgeous.
It's not about. It's not even
in
always
this
that.
That's
gorgeous.
Why I'm asking.
No,
this
I'm gonna tell
why
you
why I'm
what
asking,
it is.
Sir.
I'm gonna tell you what it is. Well, that lack of bitterness and that moment of hope. They still have hope.
I was with a 20-year-old off of Tinder. And she left a hickey on my dick because she was sucking it like a lollipop.
But here's
what a problem.
Your biggest mistake was Tinder.
Oh.
Your biggest mistake was
Are
Tinder.
Are you sure that was a
She was 20 years
no,
old.
No, now
positive.
We know you got...
She was I was like, this hurts. She was sucking it. She must have watched a porno and thought she was reenacting
something.
No,
you just
she
got
saw.
Herpes.
She sucked on my testicle like she was ripping it out of the socket. I was like, Jesus Christ. But then I'm like, I should stop her. Then I'm like, well, maybe this is my thing. Maybe I like a little pain. Let me find that out. I never really had anybody try to suck my ball off. and then it wasn't my thing. and I went in and I was looking at my dick and she was sucking like puckering sucking.
I know what you're talking about.
Well, you know,
you're right.
That's
not fun.
And it's not just women, though.
You should think it's not just women. Newspaper roll and smack the nose of a dog.
It's just an age thing where
no.
People...
No!
We can't unknow what we know.
However, Monica knows how to do it.
You gotta let it go. But you gotta
Monica gives a good one.
I assume.
I bet she does.
I bet you Monica gives...
I think I have a
pretty
solid...
There's only one way to find out.
I think minus the TMJ, she probably gives a great head. But let's not get into that. I'm trying.
No, but I'm saying, like, young girls, you gotta teach them. I forgot. I don't remember what it's like to be older now. So I don't remember, like... You know, teaching
with
girl.
Those
I don't
fingers,
like that. I don't like
that. But that's also very weird, right? Because giving a blowjob is such the power structure in that whole act, and then to sit there and then like be like, don't do it this way, do it that way. I
have a hard time
telling
girls what to do like that, in a sense. I'm like, no, no, less.
Well,
if
it hurts,
so hard.
Though.
I'm sorry,
a gentleman.
If you want me to get some, I'm with you. If we're going to get somewhere, I'm going to give you directions.
Right.
It's
the same thing. But the thing
right.
is,
see, so I should send her to one of you guys. I need her to go through one of you guys first.
You've got to detach your ego a little bit more from, you know, that stuff. It's
what?
Like, no, turn your head to the left.
Yeah,
no, back.
No, don't even, you should, here's
leave the skin. Leave the skin on.
Yeah.
I'm already circumcised. I'm already circumcised.
You sat there and let somebody almost... destroy your penis.
I know.
Just because A, kindness, and B, I want to see how much I'm into pain. Fuck that.
I'm like, maybe I am into this one.
And let's be honest, as a comic,
but
part of it is
out
the
of,
material.
Yeah.
Probably fucking believe.
It was like sticking your dick
like,
in like a central vac system.
Yeah.
Is that what it was like?
Yeah. Yes, dude, it was. I was like, this is weird. But
every dude's like,
time I tried to masturbate with the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. It was kind of like, your dick
she
was
headbutting
like
my groin. She's like, ah. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Was she a rhino trying to attack you?
Yeah.
You know what it was? She was sucking on his dick like he was that fat kid in a Charlie and a Chocolate Factory.
Oh, shit.
It's
like the fucking pipe.
Gusto?
I loved her aggression and I loved her eagerness.
That's
but
porn.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Don't knock the
like,
passion, but a little coaching would have helped you. Like,
yeah,
here's little left,
yeah.
Little back.
Aggression now is kind of...
Which is what your daughter's going to go through.
Oh, you motherfucker.
That's what's going
to happen. So you have to look forward to. I'm so going to dump her in a firehouse the day she's born.
You should have been a boy.
Yeah.
She's going to come home. She's going to have this regret in her eye because she ran through some fucking through Mark Ramirez. Who was like, you got to suck it like this, baby. What's her name going to be?
That's why I'm not saying shit.
Don't say it. Don't say it. Time out. Wait a minute. Let's turn this on you.
Go ahead.
Do you feel like your comedy's going to change because you have a daughter?
I think a few things, like I do a bit now.
Are you going to be the next Cosby?
No, not at all. I fucking hate him.
Wait.
I was going to say the rapist part or the fucking dad part?
That's the part I'm talking about. Like the latter part. The part.
The bad sweater.
I feel bad for him in one sense. Like I knew something was going on with him when his eye just started to go left.
Yeah?
Like,
can't look you in the eye.
That's when you know the devil's in you.
Yeah, no. I think maybe I do a bit now about bullying and how the names people deserve to get bullied when you give your kid a shitty first name. What do you think is going to happen? So I think a few things may change, but for the most part, a tiger never changes his stripes. I'm filthy. I mean, you guys know.
No,
filthy
they change. My brother has a niece who's gorgeous, and I've watched him change.
No, I mean from the comedy standpoint.
He's changed. He hated gay people. Like, he was old school Irish. You know, he's 40, what is he, 49, 48?
Right.
That old school era of New York, fireman, the whole deal, hated gay people. And I caught him watching Glee, okay? Watching episodes of Glee. And I'm like, Megan, we're construction guys. I'm like, you're watching fucking
you didn't
Glee?
Catch him.
He goes, it's a good show. What's the problem?
He was hiding.
Are you fucking serious?
He was hiding that for a long time, I hate to tell you.
I got news for you. It wasn't that you caught him watching Glee.
Beat him down.
Is that you caught him masturbating and singing the songs to Glee.
Listen, then he got changed by the daughter, I'm telling you.
It will soften you up in certain ways.
No, that's fine. I expect that to happen. I do. But we'll find it. As for material, I don't know. I mean,
Here's the thing. You're
what did you say?
I can hardly wait.
Do you do it now? Do you do pregnancy, like your wife pregnant? Do you
I do a little bit. I do like a 3-minute bit on. Like the name, I tie it all together about the name.
My ex was fucking bipolar. It was ridiculous. Like, I was like,
she's Puerto Rican.
I expect. Insane. Yeah. Insane. I was like, I hate you. I hate your fucking guts. She was really, literally insane.
How many times did she pull a knife on you when she was pregnant?
Twice.
Oh, see, there you go.
I'll show you the scar. It was a butter knife, too. Like, you pulled me a
was she a Polish Puerto Rican?
Yeah. I'm like, she actually did some Matrix shit where I caught her wrist, and I was like, got ya. And then she kind of, like, did a swipe with it still. I was like, this fucking... They really are good with knives.
and cars.
Yeah, dude.
I told you when you meet a woman meet a woman that carries a butterfly knife, you back off. Like you just
She's it's just pregnant from my experience with it. Like if I ever have a kid, and that's why I'm like so jaded with women from that still to this day. We broke up immediately, like within a year. We were done. So I'm like, if I ever meet a girl now,
now older people can't fuck each other. Yeah.
Well, it's not true because I meet women that are
we old. Hate each other.
You know what it is? I've met some older women or some women in my age range that they're cool because you know the problem is I'll tell you what the main issue is. People just hop from relationship to relationship. They never allow themselves to heal. They never do the work. They never want to see their side, what they did wrong, and they lie to themselves. So what happens is they build this whole story in their head, and they build up this bitterness and this bitterness and this bitterness. For me, I'm like, you know what, after a relationship, I just want to be disconnected from somebody else and just jerk off a lot and just figure it out, and then go, okay, now I'm ready. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And that's it. And it's and I think, you know, it's funny. I think that's also the blessing of having kids because they're the distraction. They're kind of like, Dad, what are you doing? You know, Dad, let's do this. So the other thing is it gave me the one powerful word in my life that women hate. No. Having kids, you learn how to say no to anything.
Yeah.
And women don't like that. Especially like, you know, and they're just like, but I mean, anyone, just no. Just take a 20. Go fucking do something. Or $100 and just go. Because you don't need to be everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's like, I do this bit now about if you really want to get rid of a woman, give her everything that she thinks that she wants in a man. I find that every time I do that to a girl, like I dated this girl.
Oh, then you're hers forever. Right. Because she can't get out on the dating scene.
I dated a girl, though, who basically wanted me to be her gay best friend. So I purposely turned into her gay best friend. And she hated it. We went shopping once. She's like, you want to go shopping? I was like, oh my God, yes. And we went on what should have been a 2-hour shopping trip. I made it last 7 hours. I talked to every fucking salesperson.
You're insane.
I talked to every salesperson. I flirted.
Why did you do that? You're masochist.
No, because I had a blast. Because I knew I was torturing her. And I had a blast. And by the time we got home, she was like, oh, didn't you have a blast? Everybody loved us. We're such a power couple. She was like, no, I really hated that. That just really annoyed me.
You would get along great.
See me, I'll just never answer my phone again. Fuck that.
You would get along.
Because you know what it is? My thing is, it worked. A, I got rid of her. And B, she probably never once dated another guy. I was like, oh my God, let's go shopping. She was like, no, I'm going shopping, dude.
See,
right?
You guys fix these women.
I don't care about fixing them.
I think that you would get along great with Steve's brother who watches Glee. That's what I think.
No.
Probably.
I'm going to tell you something. A, I was in the musicals way before Glee came out. Dude, I love musicals. I grew up on Gene Kelly. That's why my kids all sing, and we all sing and dance. Dude, me and my
we the fucking Puerto Rican Partridge family, for Christ's sake.
No, man, we're the multiracial.
It's Menudo Part Two.
No, it's the multiracial. Don't forget, we're multiracial.
Right.
It's the whiteness that likes to sing. Come on. Haven't you guys watched musicals in America?
No, I don't.
I got news for you. Every white family in America is one incident from breaking out into a song.
No.
Oh, my God. It's hilarious.
I hate musicals. My family could give a shit. My mother would go to Broadway. My dad dragged my mother to Broadway. Well, that's it.
You're going to listen to him with your daughter.
I'm sure Frozen would play it ad nauseum.
Oh, my God.
You're going to like that, though. You're going to enjoy that.
I love Pixar shit. I see every Pixar film.
You know what's going to happen, Steve? He's going to be in his car one day. And he'll just, no music or whatever, listening to a sports radio broadcast, trying to be a guy. And all of a sudden, he'll just be like, let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go. And then he'll come home and just stare his kid in the eye and be like, I fucking hate you.
Because really
that's what happens. You start to hear this song.
I love
songs.
Disney shit now. Like Toy Story. I fucking love all that shit. So that's fine.
See, now your daughter's going to be born. Your testosterone levels are just dropping.
Yeah.
They're just lowering and lowering. The estrogen's getting higher and higher.
You'll probably be the one breastfeeding is what we're saying.
These A cups? Are you kidding me?
Kevin's like thinking of voting for late stage abortion right now.
Again, people want to adopt. You can come over to our house.
I mean,
the
railing outside was a little loose. I'm just saying.
It's not up to code.
A little loose. The screws a little loose.
So here's another one. So being with the dad material, it seems like a lot of just dads feel they need to do dad material. Do you feel that can be sometimes hacky? Or it's just like a natural, I have to do it because I am a dad?
For me, it's what's real. For me, I really am like I dread having a sex talk with my kid. Because I have a different relationship than he has with his kids. He's open about sex. Me, I didn't grow up with a father. I have no idea. Back in our day, like when I grew up, it was like...
Tell me about you're Irish and you grew up without a father? Very much like Puerto Ricans.
Well, because my mother...
or like Black America, supposedly.
Well, my mother was attracted to Mexicans, so... she liked Mexicans.
Things are coming together!
I'm just, you know... I'm
tied to the Spanish community.
I'm just saying, you know what it is? I just want to, dad's not being there is a universal thing. It's not a race thing.
No, it's not. No, definitely
it's really
not.
Universal.
So, what was I saying?
You just didn't really have the sex. Yeah.
Sex talk with your kid.
Oh, but like that's a true thing. Like we had a friend, like probably like, did you have a father? You had a father.
Yeah.
Well, we always had like that perverted father that had a kid, and we were friends with him, and take like the magazine, we go in the alley, and we look at it. That's how you learn about sex.
No, that's my buddy. That's my best friend. He's like that with his son. My son and I, we don't, we're not like, my buddy and his like and his son, they're like sending titty pictures back and forth.
But how do we learn about sex? We're from the fucking 80s, 70s. We learned somebody had a tape, they smuggled a VHS tape or Betamax.
You know,
we're like,
Betamax, we're saying some white trash in.
So first of all, my sex talk was my mother telling me it was disgusting and to never do it. So that was awesome. And then I'll never forget, we used to go to dinner parties at this one couple's house, and he was like so kinky, and they had the Playboy channel.
Ballin' in the 80s.
And so I was like one, like the dining room, I could see them and they could see me, but I would turn on the Playboy channel.
I got a funny feeling
watch.
This story ends with Mo on Uncle Bob's lap.
No.
You know, because
they
really
would like come
uncle.
In and be like, what are you doing? And I'd be like, oh, change channel.
You were sitting there rubbing your thighs together.
Yeah.
She walks in the Playboy channel with a fucking Cure poster in her cooch.
it was magazine. It was Penthouse.
Friday,
Penthouse
I'm
Playboy.
In love.
Playboy in Penthouse, reading the articles or something. You're like, holy shit, that's how we learn. Nowadays, like in this liberal society, you got to have a talk with your kid. I looked it up online of like how to have a sex talk
with
your
kid.
Dude,
I went to Catholic school and we learned about sex. And they separated the girls from the boys.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's smart.
Our next podcast, Monica's going to wear her Catholic schoolgirl outfit to our podcast. Good for me, bad for you listeners at home.
They did that too, but
I'm coming back for that. Just because I want to take pictures and then send them to Steve. Look, I'm actually here, Steve. Look at this.
They did
Steve
that
has this picture.
They did that in my middle school, but it was more from like a reproductive point of view. Like, this is how we reproduce.
Yeah,
this is not like sex. Like, don't do this, don't do that, different types of things, what to expect, right? So if you look online now and you read, like, how to have a sex talk now, it's like a 14-page fucking thing. You got to talk about transgender this, how to deal with a woman. If a woman says no, there's like 4 pages on that.
Well, there should
alone. You're like, no, maybes, yes, is consent.
Try again in 5 minutes. That's the rule of thumb, guys.
Like,
that's the rule of
thumb. Holy shit. So I'm like dreading the talk. Like, I got to sit. It's awkward. I don't want to do it. I'm a fucking kid myself in my mind. So that's why I'm like, if he masturbates, it doesn't like,
video?
Fuck.
You know what the sad part is? It was like, I
don't like teaching.
I tried to have the sex talk. I've tried to have
that's why you have a hickey.
The sex talk with my son and his twin sister. And each time it was just kind of like, no, Dad, they covered this in school. Just shut up. Like, my daughter was like, Dad, no.
They don't want to talk to you about it either.
Right. But, I mean, we've had discussions about it, and it's never like, you know, filthy. It's like, my kids are super smart, so it's always like, so, Dad, how did you feel about this the first time you, you know,
so
hooked
Dad,
up with somebody?
When you first had
coitus.
Anal.
They have to be like,
did your mother try and talk to the ball gag? I mean, yeah, kind of, sort of.
Yeah, yeah,
you know. Well, because you do want to be like, look, you probably want to be like, look, have...
Dad,
wear,
the first
wear
time
a condom,
mom
kid. You know, wear a condom.
That's the only thing, yeah.
Don't,
yeah,
you know, condoms. Don't fucking, you know, my thing is don't stick your dick in food. Right?
Wait, hold on. What's the problem with that? God knows I've done that on a dare.
So what you want to do is heat up a grapefruit, but not too hot.
I don't see that. I don't like going to see that in my mashed potatoes. Like, don't fucking do it.
You
don't
crazy?
Stick
your you
dick. It ain't a party unless someone sticks in the mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Why do you think the guac was so good?
Yeah. It was kind of salty.
And like, don't stick your dick in women that are asleep. That's it. That's all the sex talk should be. I think that covers it all. Right?
And don't videotape it either.
Oh, don't tape it. Good one. Yeah, don't.
That's a good one. All right, well.
You gotta realize our kids are growing up in a generation where it's kind of like, you know, everything's a selfie. You know,
now they need to learn though. You gotta be like, don't watch the recording of the device.
And you can't have sex in your car anymore because there's cameras everywhere.
You get fearful when you have a kid. You're gonna be the most afraid.
That's what I'm afraid of. I'm like, oh, the last thing I need to do is go into porn saying, oh, wait, that's my daughter.
Not even that. You'll get past that. You'll easily
amateur
porn. 2 jerks later, you're like, I'm back in the game.
I'm just gonna pretend she's wearing a mask.
You'll be fine.
Like Rey Mysterio Jr.
I'm gonna call her an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
You'll repress that. But like you like I'm afraid. Like you have a certain level of fear as as a parent.
Oh, yeah.
Especially as babies and shit, when they're running around learning how to walk and everything's a corner. Like, everything is a fucking corner. You're like, oh, my God, she's going to lose
what? See, that's what I'm not as worried about. It's like, we fucked ourselves as kids. You'll run into walls. You'll get fucking scrape scratches. I mean,
it's different,
whatever.
Though.
No, when
we
you
grew
see
up,
it, when it's yours, it's that's yours now.
Yeah, but still, it's still different than when we grew up. See, but you only have one. See, that's the problem. No offense. Yeah. When you have one.
Take him.
It's kind of like, oh my God, once you've had like the second
two or
kid,
more, it's like,
it's kind of like, let him fall, I don't care. Like, if he breaks a limb, he'll heal. Like,
that's what hospitals are
for. Well, you learn that, right? Like, she was like that, but I'm still like, holy shit, still a little baby. If I see a baby now, it's not even mine, I'm like, this kid's just a walking fucking...
Are you crazy? I mean, you know, like, one time, me
and... Well, thinning the herd if they fall through a grate.
Just bubble wrap.
Yeah. And that's the problem. This last generation really grew up bubble wrapped and like ultra sensitive. Whereas like I've always
peanut allergies. Did you not have peanut butter and jelly sandwiches like every single fucking day?
When I grew up, there was no gluten allergies. There was no peanut allergies.
I know. I just want to like take a.
We would have had a Lena Dunham allergy because oof. But
yeah,
no,
I know.
Kidding.
No,
that's the ultimate rape whistle, Lena Dunham. Right?
She's just if you don't if you, ladies if you don't want a man to have sex with you, just put up a poster of her in your apartment. That's it.
I would put up a poster of him trying to last longer. If having sex, just look at Lena Dunham the entire time, you know? That way I know I'm not going
to... No, it would just cause me depression. I don't, you know, whatever.
Or Lena Dunham fan club, guys. Lena Dunham.
No, and you know, it's funny. Like, I admire the fact that she has what she has, but then again, it's not that hard when both your moms are producers. It's kind of like...
Say, yeah.
It's like when you're connected,
it's a little
easier.
Her mom's an art dealer, and she dealt with Apatow. That's how they
get connected. Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, it's like, it's when you're connected, it's a little easier. I mean, hey, I'll give you this. It takes a lot of work to write a script.
And shit, but listen, he could have said, I'll look at it, and he did, and he goes, oh, this is a piece of shit, which it might have been, and threw it away, but it actually was good enough to say, hey, you know what, this works. I mean, good for her for that, but I fucking think she sucks. How about that?
Or got five writer friends, and then they wrote it. You know, it's who you know in this business.
Hey, listen, if it wasn't for her, we would never would see Allison Williams getting her butthole tongued out on TV, right?
Which could be your daughter one day.
Thank you.
Allison, which one?
Brian Williams' daughter getting her butthole tongued out.
Yeah, and she got a nice little bubble.
She got a fuck. She's hot.
She is.
She's hot.
Very sexy.
It would definitely.
Do you have that scene when they're in the kitchen? Yeah.
I just saw it on the internet.
And she can sing.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
From now, salad tossing.
That's
nice.